Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. As I was telling those of you who were listening yesterday, my guest today that I was to have regarding remote viewing ended up having to go out of the country on a business trip. So we're going to have Joe McMoneagle on in September. We're trying to schedule a time. This man is so renowned for his work, and he's just asked to go hither, thither, and yon. So though we had him booked in, things came up. So today is an open mic day, and hey, that means anytime during the hour you're going to be able to call in and chat with me. For those of you who are new members of our listening audience, I'm so delighted that you're able to join us here at bbsradio.com. Now here are the toll-free numbers that you can call in to. The U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, we have a toll-free of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And another direct line for everyone else, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And I'll be giving that number out during the hour. Again, my guest today that was scheduled for remote viewing, he is out of the country, and so we are not going to be able to chat with him today. I came across a delightful short poem by Louise Pinkerton Fritz, and I just loved it. And I loved the photo that was with these few words. Little yellow buttercups nonchalant you stand, tipping to the summer breeze, waving o'er the land. Oh, it's summer. And here in the Pacific Northwest, I'm telling you, people are just out shopping until they're dropping. Why? Because this weekend is the first weekend we've had in weeks where the sun is out, the weather is just awesome, so people are stocking up for the barbecue and everything. It's just absolutely amazing. I didn't realize how many people were out there. Of course, I was one of them. But it was just amazing to me. So here in the Pacific Northwest, when the sun comes out, everybody's out of doors. It is something you just do because it is absolutely phenomenal. Well, how about doing something fun and unusual? Have you been wondering about an event maybe that you could attend? Now, depending on where you are in the country, this may or may not be something you want to do. But it's something I've always wanted to do, and that's to take a hot air balloon ride. Yes, you have opportunities, and there's special festivals. There's three of them to become aware of. I know we've got a caller, but I want to give this information out first. Here are three of the special hot air balloon festivals. The one is in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and that's July 29th to August the 4th. And you can go to their website, which is balloonfestnj.com, balloonfestnj.com. The other one is in Lewiston and Auburn, Maine, August 17th to 19th, the Great Falls Balloon Festival. And that's their website, GreatFallsBalloonFestival.org. And also RE/MAX Balloonar Liftoff Festival, and that is in the Clear Lake area in Texas, August 24th to 26th. And that's the Balloonar Festival, BALLUNARFESTIVAL. And you can go to one other website to find out what else may be going on throughout the country and the world regarding hot air ballooning. Go to HotAirBallooning.com. And you'll find out about all kinds of different companies. This has become a very, very popular summer activity. I know the first time I saw hot air balloons go up in the air en masse was in Anchorage, Alaska. And the Alaskans love it. They have chocolate and champagne flights and all kinds of things that they do. It's beautiful to see. So if you're in a place where the weather is just awesome and you want to get a view of the land that you never knew was available to you, check out hotairballooning.com. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna, this is Emma calling from San Francisco.
Emma from San Francisco. I am going to be in San Francisco in September.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good month to come to the city. There's no fog and the tourists are gone.
Oh, and the kids are back in school.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful. Okay, Emma, let's get down to business with you. The first thing I'm looking at, Emma, is a need to be able to have some sanctuary for yourself. And that's the specific word I was given. I wanted to use the word retreat, but it seemed as if the word sanctuary was very inappropriate because there is something that you are healing through. And not only is that the case, but you also are needing the quiet time to look at some particular points of information that you have sort of shelved. And
okay.
So it seems to me that there is a part of you that you are cautiously opening up because you've been wounded in the past. And it could be something that has to do with work. You know, it's experience of some kind that just left you bruised.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying, okay, I'm going to take another chance. How am I going to handle this? And again, it's with a very cautious, thoughtful process of action and thinking. So I believe that you are getting ready to go through what I would describe as a metamorphosis, but you're consciously present with the whole process.
Uh-huh.
You're not just winging it. And I think with finances, you need to know that you're going to be conservative with your money, primarily because you have certain objectives. Not because you're not going to have any. It's just because you're going to say, I have certain things I want to accomplish, and this is what I have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. What's on your mind, Emma? What did you want to ask me today?
Well, the question is about finances. The current job that I actually just started this week is not going to be enough to pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I should do something in the meantime, like pet sitting, to bring in more income, or if I should just continue to focus on this job and look at getting a promotion, or what should I do?
All right. Now, what kind of a job are you in?
I deal with the public. It's a service-oriented. It's a fast food.
Okay. This is what I'd like for you to consider. If you're with one of the major fast food chains, I would like for you to evaluate the environment you're in.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to give yourself about 3 months.
Okay.
And in the interim, if you can find something else that can bring in a secondary income, go ahead and do that. Don't
okay.
worry about it. You're not going to be doing, you know, extra jobs for that long.
Okay.
But you need to really ask yourself, where do you want to see yourself situated within, let's say, 6 months?
Right.
And the reason I'm giving you that short a window is because it's going to be that short a period of time that you may have a potential opportunity to work for a company that may have a management training program.
Uh-huh.
And if you can get enlisted in that,
uh-huh.
find out whatever education opportunities they offer you, go for it.
Okay.
Then, again, whatever else you need to do, don't feel like you're deprived or life is being especially hard on you or anything else. Just say, hey,
okay.
you're doing this, it's temporary.
Okay.
Because I do believe that you are going to have an opportunity, if you take advantage of the educational process, you'll have an opportunity within 9 months to step up to a positioning that will enhance your income.
Okay.
But more than that, it will give you a level of credibility so that should you want to shop around for another positioning
right.
within the food industry, you'll have some credibility.
Okay.
And I think, actually, the food industry is a very good industry for you to be involved with, a food restaurant.
Yeah, it's actually a coffee company, but without saying its name. So.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place for you to be. Anything
yeah, okay.
that is involving food.
Uh-huh.
You know, drinks, that type of thing. That is good. That is good for you.
Okay.
So you just need to give yourself some time to work through the specialization. I'd also encourage you to consider something else. Because of the type of industry, though you may be with someone involved with coffee at this time, that's fine. What you want to do is ask yourself about some training programs that you could go through that would accelerate your learning.
Okay.
And that could be at a vocational, technical school, you know, something.
Okay.
But with the people that you're going to work for, ask them after about a month, what could I do that would enable me to be a better asset for the company?
Okay.
Come from that positioning.
Okay.
And I think you're going to have plenty of people extending a hand to help you.
Right. Okay. And I just wanted to give you some feedback. I called in maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. My dog had passed away, and my older dog was going through a grieving process and didn't know whether or not he wanted to stay or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him right after I got off the show, and immediately he perked up. And
good.
So, yeah, and he told me he'd be around for about another year or two. And
good.
So we made that agreement. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I've really put in a conscious effort with him, and it's really paid off. So I want to say thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was just hearing someone today as I was driving around doing my errands. I found this so fascinating. There was a talk show that was on, and they were talking about how surprised they were at the research regarding animals and how intuitive they can be and intelligent and all of this. And I thought, it just absolutely amazes me that people don't have this capacity for understanding.
Yes.
But they are. And when you have dogs, cats, I don't care if it's a rat, a hamster, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Aware. They're more aware than what we give them credit for. But certain species of creatures do not demonstrate the way others do. But look at how long it took us how to figure out elephants.
Right.
You know, had the sensitivity that they did and were so intelligent and so articulate in their ways of communication. I mean, there's just so much we do not often like to acknowledge. But life is. And we're one of the animal kingdom.
Right.
So I just... thank you. That was a very gracious compliment for you to give me. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's really great. And I just want to also say I hot air ballooned over Napa Valley.
You did.
And it's beautiful to do that as well, like in the fall time.
Oh, it's so awesome in the fall, especially, you know, back east if they do it back east.
Oh, yeah.
The colors and everything that you see.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
And the Napa Valley is just exquisite.
Yeah. Well, blessings to you, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a fabulous new job, and a good time at it, and a wonderful summer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Emma. This is Donna Sebo, and if you want to call in and chat with me, we have an open mic hour. Here are the telephone numbers that you can call in to. If you're in the U.S., toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also, we have a direct line that anyone can call at 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And remember, all I want from you is your first name or your initial, and then I'd love to know what part of the country or the world you're calling in from. Oh, by the way, there is all kinds of stuff going on and about regarding fresh foods, and I wanted to share that with you. It was brought to my attention. We all know about the spinach scare that was going on, you know, not all that long ago. I had no idea the amount of investigation and checking of fresh foods and produce goes on. I had absolutely no clue. There is a real need to have stuff checked. For those of us that have dogs, we know what it was like earlier this year because animals got contaminated food from another country. So it had been put into the processing where it shouldn't have been, and it hadn't been checked, and so consequently a lot of animals got very sick, and many, many of them died. Well, this is a reality, and in our world today, we take so much for granted. When I think of how we can walk into a store and we have such abundance in our environment, I'm not that old an individual, but I remember times when I used to go to Fairbanks, Alaska on business trips, and you couldn't find fresh food on the shelves in the grocery stores because the weather had been so bad you couldn't get it in. I remember people in my family talking about how difficult it was to get fresh fruits and vegetables, and they lived back east. Where winter months came in, you just didn't have it. If your stuff wasn't canned, salted, pickled in some way, preserved in some way, you just weren't going to have any kind of fresh fruits and vegetables. Look at how we have fruits and vegetables come in from different parts of the world, and it's right there in our grocery store, and we take a lot of this for granted. Well, again, every once in a while, things occur, and if you don't wash your fruit, if you don't wash your vegetables, sometimes you can have contaminants affect you. Now, there is a system that was launched, and this was quite a surprise to me, this spring in 2007 regarding meat. And in one of the systems, it's called a Tempo system, and it's from BioMérieux. It automatically counts bacteria and other markers to assess whether food is safe or not. And dependent on the food, the quality indicator testing can occur at various points along their production chain. For example, and we all remember the spinach. Spinach, which is handled as little as possible because it is a very, very delicate vegetable. It doesn't take much to bruise the spinach leaves. So it is minimally handled until it's washed, dried, and packaged. And testing takes place after the packaging. In the case of raw poultry or meat, it typically takes place after processing. And this is a point that they bring out. No food is sterile unless it has been cooked. Anything raw, meat, poultry, or produce, will all have some kind of bacteria in it. It's just a fact of life. But it doesn't mean that the food necessarily is unsafe. Now, Stan Bailey is a microbiologist with the Agricultural Research Service, and he said scientists need to be able to determine if the level of bacteria on the food is not quite kosher. And he has worked with this particular company to evaluate this new system that they've introduced. And they use a wireless technology that's linked into a database management system. And it standardizes and automates a formerly very, very difficult procedure to do. And it's resulting in a lot of savings in laboratory space needed to evaluate foods and meats and also staff time. Now, we usually wash our produce, but they say, do you know that conventional washing techniques will go a long way towards removing bugs? They're 90 to 99% effective. The raw fruits and vegetables can have punctures that breed bacteria and clumps of microorganisms on the surface of raw produce called a biofilm can be sometimes pretty hard to wash away. So they're trying to figure out other methods of cleaning foods and vegetables that we eat raw so that we can raise the bar of safety. And you know what? Chlorine, this surprised me. I didn't know this. Chlorine was a chemical that was most commonly used by processors to eliminate germs from fresh produce. And then in 2001, the FDA approved the use of ozone, and that usually was used to treat municipal water supplies, as a surface sanitizer and food disinfectant. And the colorless gas is produced commercially by passing electricity through oxygen. So without any heat or chemicals, it kills bacteria, viruses, and mold on foods like produce, poultry, and meats, and it doesn't seem to affect the environment. Michael Elliott, who is the president of EcoSafe Systems USA, was one of those people that helped to develop ozone disinfection systems, and he said after 20 to 30 minutes, it decomposes into oxygen without leaving any residue, meeting all organic food standards. Now, they say while ozone is faster, safer, and more effective as a disinfectant than chlorine, but no single disinfectant can guarantee a pathogen-free food. And I think that that is so important. Now, at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Scott Martin, who is a PhD, he's a professor of food microbiology, a Halfing PhD, and assistant professor of food engineering. They've used a combination of ozone and ultrasound. See, people are always trying to figure something out. Combination of ozone and ultrasound, which quickly and completely eliminated Listeria biofilm on stainless chips that mimic a food processing surface. So here we have people that are trying to figure out what we need to know. One of the things that occurs when you travel internationally, and so many of us are out and about, we're going to be going to all kinds of places, to visit throughout the world, and it's wonderful to do that. But you really need to remember, if you're going to have food in other places, make sure that it's cooked. Be very, very careful about raw food, and especially careful about water. We had a very dear friend who went to China, and this was a few years back, and he didn't think about it. It was extremely hot when he was visiting China. And when he was there, he got some popsicles. Well, he ended up being just sick, sick, sick. And they said it's contaminated water. Well, it just didn't dawn on him with the popsicles. He thought, they're frozen, no problem. That was wrong. He met two Englishmen who said, you never, ever take anything in China that hasn't, you know, that's not purified. If it hasn't been boiled, if the water has not been boiled, do not take it in, because they have so much bacteria here that you have never, ever experienced, and it just goes haywire in your system. And I was having a conversation not too long ago with someone that was discussing that exact thing. So it sort of goes full circle. Just remember, we live in a very fortunate environment here in the United States. Most of our fruits and vegetables we can eat without being too concerned about anything. But we do have to remember, there's a heck of a lot of critters out there in the world that we can't even see. We don't even know how to pronounce their names. We don't even have names for some of them, that are always looking for a host to find. And that's just a fact of life. There's all kinds of microorganisms. So using good common sense, making sure you wash your vegetables and your fruits, especially during the warm summer months, and just keeping an eye on the kids, because the kids aren't going to necessarily wash things, but they're going to be healthy and strong as long as they get good food, and you just take those little precautions, and it will go a long way to making sure that they grow up to be very, very healthy and hardy individuals. But enjoy your summer, but keep that in mind. And if you are traveling internationally, be aware you need to pay attention. Eating raw food in certain countries in the world is not a good thing. I can remember when I was growing up, the horror stories I heard about Mexico. This is Donna Sebo, and I know that still go on because I talked to someone not too long ago who had had a very bad reaction to a certain environment. They were at a top-notch hotel. They got sick. They picked up something, and it came from the fresh salad that they had eaten. So be wise. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. This is an open mic day, 877-876-5227 in the U.S., 888-815-9756 in Canada, or 530-876-3222. Yes, 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 next weekend. Not this weekend, but the following weekend. It's coming. It's happening, and we are all so excited. Now, I'm here in the state of Washington, and every year I've participated for the number of years in the most wonderful annual event. It occurs during the first 3 weekends of August, and if you're a regular listener, you've been hearing me talk about it for quite a while now. It's the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. I love this event. Why? Because it is magical. Hundreds of people dressed in costumes. They each have their own particular story to tell. Maybe they're one of the performers that will be singing and dancing for you, or maybe they're going to be one of the tradesmen that's going to teach you how to make things the way they did back in the 1600s. Well, this is a marvelous, marvelous event for the family. You can come in costume yourself if you so desire. Also, we have people on site that can do the costuming for you. You can just step in there, and they'll dress you up in whatever part you wish to portray. Now, that's the first 3 weekends on August. That is a week from tomorrow. It's going to be starting. That's August 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, and 18th, 19th. 3 weekends of phenomenal family fun. Where is it going to be? It's at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. Hours? It is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on every one of those days. You can go into Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. You can find out about the special packages they offer. Just wonderful passes and family packages, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful bargains. Go ahead, go in, check it out. Ample parking, and you will just have a most memorable experience, and the weather is going to be just absolutely glorious. Also, don't forget to look for me. I'm going to be at the booth at the end of Main Street, and it's right to your right, and look for the bright yellow, big, big banners with the gigantic red lions on it. That's where I'm going to be. That's the logo that I use for the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Donnacebo.com. Add that on. Go in. Check it out on the website. Find out all the details and information. It's absolutely awesome, and I have a blast. I get to play Queen for a day. Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756 for Canadians, or 530-876-3222 for anyone and everyone. I wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you. One is by a military historian, and he posed some questions. He asked, what is the test of human character? What is the test of human character? This is what his evaluation was. It is probably that man will know how to be patient in the midst of hard circumstance and can continue to be personally effective while living through whatever discouragements beset him and his companions. We all have challenges. There's no one on this planet that isn't going to have a challenge at one time or another. That's just part of life. Part of living, part of growing, part of experiencing. Sometimes we wish we didn't have to go through the stuff because sometimes it's not what we've asked for at all. Life sometimes has a way of dumping on us. But opportunity also has a way of dumping on us if we're open and receptive to it. And that was the case on a particular Friday morning when there was a very eager, enthusiastic young student at Stanford University that stood before a gentleman. His name was Louis Janin, and this student wanted a part-time job from Janin. Now, Janin made one statement to the student. He said, I have nothing available for you excepting one position, and that is the position of stenographer. Well, this young student said, I'll take it. I can do it, but I can't come until Tuesday. Now, remember, he was talking to the student on Friday. Well, Janet said, that's fine. If you want to start on Tuesday, that's great. Start on Tuesday. Sure enough, following Tuesday, the young man reported for work as had been scheduled. Janet asked him a question. Why is it that you couldn't come back before Tuesday? The young student responded with this answer, because I had to rent a typewriter and learn how to use it. Well, at that time, yes, those are the old-fashioned manual typewriters that we're talking about, because this new typist was Herbert Hoover. Mm-hmm. Herbert Hoover had a real clear attitude about life, even when he was quite young. It was that he can get things done. And eventually, as we all know, he became one of the presidents of the United States. But it's a good example of when you have an opportunity, you can step up to meet it. Now, instead of hemming and hawing and saying, gee whiz, I just can't do it, he said, fine, I'll be there. And so he dedicated himself for 3 days to learning how to use a typewriter efficiently and well. And that's exactly what made him accomplish a lot of things in his life. So many times as we go about our environment, whatever it might be, ask yourself, what can I do to step up to opportunity? How can I prepare myself? Where will I go to secure what I need so that when opportunity does knock, I can stand up and say, yes, I can take that opportunity. I can work with that. When do you need me? Lots of times people turn away from that very thing that they shouldn't turn away from because they don't have enough faith in themselves. In themselves, I should say. Use proper English, it sounds a lot better, doesn't it? This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Telephone lines are open for the full hour. Why? Because we had a guest that was out of the country, so we weren't able to interact with him, but we'll have him on in September on remote viewing. Meanwhile, those telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for Canadians. When we come back, how would you like an easy Tex-Mex recipe that would not cause your kitchen to get hot? I got one for you. When we come back, I'll share it with you. Don't go away.
Do you- you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. By the way, I want to thank those of you that are sending me stories. I'm going to share the one about the sunflower. I tried to do that the other day, and we got so many phone calls I wasn't able to get through it, so I want to share that with you today. But again, I want to thank those of you who are sending me emails with these wonderful, wonderful stories. And if you have a special summer recipe or something that you think my listeners might enjoy hearing about, send it along. I'm always delighted to receive it. I can't promise when I would be able to use it, but I do keep them handy, so it may be shared sometime on the air. So I appreciate that. The newsletter will be coming out probably on the 1st or maybe the 2nd of August. It all depends with all the activities that are going on, getting ready for the Renaissance Fair. So we will have that out for you. And then I wanted to let you know about the guests that are going to be coming up. Ooh, we got a wonderful, wonderful lineup that I know that you'll enjoy. We're going to be starting off on Monday by talking to Dr. James Choron in Russia, yes. And this is a man who has recorded stories about haunted Russia. Ah, yes, and Russia is such an awesome, awesome place anyway. Having visited there, I can testify to that. And their folklore is just amazing, but they have ghost stories, too, that will make your hair right on the back of your neck. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Choron on Monday. And then Eric Jensen, we're going to be discussing on Tuesday how you can enrich your brain. We're learning so much about the brain, and it is going to be really, I think, very informative to find out what the latest research is on that. And then Dr. Mitchell Gibson is going to be my guest on Wednesday. This is a man that went through his own very, very special paranormal experience, and he's written a book called Your Immortal Body of Light, so we'll be talking with him about that. Dr. Lynn Eldridge will be with us on Thursday, and she and an associate have put together a book called Avoiding Cancer One Day at a Time. Wonderful, wonderful nutrition information, just all kinds of insights and perspectives that I think can be very beneficial. What we're trying to do here is promote wellness and being informed is one of the best ways to do that. And then Grant Langdon is going to be my guest next Friday. We're going to be talking about a scandal in the courtroom. This is a true story about a man, his son, and some very interesting situations. So I think we've got a wonderful lineup of people next week, and I invite you to listen. And don't forget, the archives are going up, so if you happen to miss a show, all you have to do is check in at bbsradio.com and find out about it and just go ahead and replay it at your listening convenience. It's so wonderful with our technology today that we're able to do that. If you miss a show, you can go right in and you can listen to it. They're automatically uploaded now. Otherwise, if you want to give me a call today, 877-876-5227 is the toll-free number. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and that's it. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Okay, I promised you a recipe for Tex-Mex, a Tex-Mex dish. How about chicken and rice? Now, you could also do this with beef or pork if you wanted to, but let me just give it to you with the way that it typically is done with chicken, and then you can adapt it any way that you like. If you're like me, you always do something different every time you cook something. Now, this is going to be serving about 8 people, and I think that when you have something like this, you can set it up because it's going to be in a crock pot. It won't even heat up your kitchen. And it's going to be flavorful, delicious. If you had a special potluck you were going to, you could fix this. It would be great. So here you go. You need 1 cup. Got the pad of paper and pen ready? Go get it if you haven't gotten it. You're going to need 1 cup of converted white rice, uncooked white rice. 1 cup of converted uncooked white rice. 28 ounces of canned, peeled, diced tomatoes. 28 ounces of canned tomatoes that are already diced and peeled. And if they're not diced, you can dice them yourself. That's no big deal. If you have whole tomatoes, you just use a 28-ounce can and just chop them up yourself. No biggie there. 6-ounce can of tomato paste, a 6-ounce can of tomato paste, 3 cups of hot water, 3 cups of hot water, 1 package of dry taco seasoning mix, 1 package of dry taco seasoning mix, 4 whole boneless, skinless chicken breast, which would be 8 individual breasts, 4 whole boneless chicken, skinless chicken breasts, uncooked, and you can cut them into 1/2-inch cubes. Take 2 medium onions, chop them up, and depending on the size of the chopping, you can have them fine, you can have, you know, real big chunky pieces, whatever you like. A green pepper chopped up, and 1 4-ounce can of diced green chilies. Make sure that they're the mild ones. Don't do what I did once and accidentally put in really spicy chilies. It was so hot, it burned everybody's mouth. And they were saying, oh, they're so good. They couldn't even open their mouths. So check the can. Check the thermometer on the can. Don't do to your guests what I did to mine one time. Also, you need 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. Or if you want, just mash up some fresh garlic. If you prefer fresh, use fresh. 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Now, all you have to do is combine all of the ingredients except the chilies, the garlic powder, and the pepper in your cooker. And if you want, you can put the fresh garlic in instead of using the powdered garlic and just mix it in with everything else. You'll still have that delightful garlicky taste. And what you do, you cover and cook it on low for 4 to 4.5 hours until the rice is tender and the chicken is cooked. And then you will stir in your green chilies and the other seasonings. And if you put your fresh garlic in, you don't need the garlic powder, obviously, but you use the reserve seasonings and serve. And it goes wonderful with a salad. You can have refried beans on the side if you like. Whatever is your pleasure. But the neatest thing is your kitchen stays cool. Less crock pots. I think they're an awesome cooking utensil. And you just take the pot out. And if you have some salsa on the side, you know, if people want it extra spicy, have one of your favorite salsas there and maybe something like some corn tortillas or whatever you like. But it's really, really easy. And once you fix it, then you can doctor it up any way that you like afterwards. And as I said, if you wanted to put beef in there or if you wanted to use pork, that's fine, too. You can do that. Whatever is your pleasure. Maybe you like a spicy sausage. Use your imagination. You can come up with all kinds of things. So that's just a real easy recipe to use, and I think a good one. It's just flavorful, delicious, and it goes anywhere very, very easily. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. 888-815-9756 if you're Canadian. We also have another direct line of 530-876-3222. There was an individual who said about a year ago they had joined a gym, and once they joined, just like my husband, that's the way he was, he'd never go. Once he'd been, my husband came, I remember he never went. Well, that's what happened with this guy. Well, one day, they noticed that they got a renewal notification in the mail. So they rush on down to the gym and they hurry up to renew their membership, even though they never use the silly thing. So the guy is talking with the fellow that's re-registering him. He said, do you guys have a name for people like me who join and never show up? And the guy looked at him and smiled. He said, yeah, Prophet. That was an eye-opener. Why do we do things like that? Why do we go and join things and pay a fee to be a part of it and then never use it? Isn't that amazing? I know my husband did the same thing with a gym membership. He paid on it for years. And I said, you never go. He said, yeah, but it was such a deal. You know, all these dollars are going to have to pay for something that he never used. Oh, it was so funny. Okay, let me share this sunflower story with you. And it has to do with a very, very nice man, Tony Maciel. And he said that nature often teaches him some very special things. And I started this story the other day, but for those of you who have not heard it, I'll just start it right over from the beginning. He said he and his wife and his daughter moved into their home about many years ago, and they would spend a lot of time and energy in their yard to get it looking like it does today. And they take a great deal of pride in their yard, and there's beautiful flowers. They've got a professionally built rock wall. And he said, there's one section of our yard, however, that we call our rock garden. And whenever we have any leftover plants, because just nothing seems to take off there, nothing really seems to grow, he said, we'll just stick anything extra we've got in the rock garden. And he really likes to get out there and get into getting grubby and dirty and fooling around with all kinds of whatever's out in the yard, because he takes a lot of pride in that. Tony does enjoy it. Helps him to work out a lot of stress. Well, he said, last summer I'd reached the end of our rock garden and found that there was this tiny little plant, and I didn't know what kind of plant it was. And I knew that I hadn't put it there, and my wife said she didn't either, so we decided we were just going to let it continue to grow until we could figure out what it was. Well, a lot of weeks passed, and there came a moment when he was going to go back and work in the rock garden, and he decided he would explore that little corner where this unique plant was, and he said, to his surprise, it appeared to be a sunflower. And he said it was very spindly looking, had a tall, skinny stalk, and only one sunflower head on it. And he decided he was going to do an experiment. He was going to baby it along and weed around it, and he pulled some rocks from the area around the sunflower to get to the weeds, and he noticed something very unusual. The sunflower had not started where he saw the stalk begin. The sunflower actually had begun under quite a large rock and had grown under and around it to reach the sun. And he said, a light went on in the brain department, and I realized that if a tiny little sunflower didn't let a big rock stand in its way of developing, he said, we as people have the capacity to do the same thing. He said, once our environment begins to see that we believe in ourselves, like that little sunflower that was in my rock garden, we can attain the same kind of nourishment and nurturing as well. And I like Tony's lesson because he said, first we need to believe in ourselves, knowing we have the capabilities in achieving our desires. And like the sunflower, that sunflower knew it had the capability to overcome its obstacle because it trusted in the universal truth and had faith it would succeed. So he said, for all of us, we need to remember to stand tall like the sunflower and to be proud of who and what we are, and the environment around us will support us even more. And we'll also find a way to go under or around whatever big obstacle might be in our way so we can reach our desires. Tony Maciello, and he is an author and an intuitive, and he's just a real nice guy. But he learned all of that just because he discovered this little unknown plant in what was considered a rock garden. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. When we come back, I'd be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight, if that's what you would like. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. We're going to be back right after this.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, don't forget, not this weekend, but next weekend, we are going to be right here in the state of Washington at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, starting a wonderful event that is going for three straight weekends, August 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets. You will be so glad you did. If you're in the state of Washington, you will just find the weather is going to be absolutely phenomenal, and you'll have the time of your life. There's going to be jousting, equestrian events, sword fighting, dancing, Celtic dancing, wandering minstrels, and storytelling. There's just so, so much that goes on in this wonderful, wonderful event. And I know it's just so special to me because I've been participating for years, and all of the staff and the crew that helps bring this together, they work so very, very hard. But the feel is magical. And because it is a fantasy fair, the costumes are just fabulous. People come up with the most wonderful, wonderful ideas. And, of course, I'm going to be there, too. I will be in a booth. I invite you to stop by, say hello. You'll look for a booth on Main Street that has big yellow posters with these gigantic red royal lions on them, and you'll be able to recognize that as being my booth. So we look forward to seeing you there. But invite your friends, family, neighbors. It is just a wonderful family event. We have people that come in from all over the United States to attend this annual happening, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. To find out more details about special passes, etc., go online, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. All of the information will be there. It's going to be at Mentor Creek Ranch, 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. It is just absolutely awesome. Of course, during these next few weeks, you'll hear about some of the things that have gone on there. There's always wonderful, wonderful stories to tell. So we hope to see you out there. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, Canadians, 888-815-9756, and all others, 530-876-3222. Summertime, it gets hot. We have all kinds of variables that can affect us during the summer. So why not be aware of things? Now, I have a very dear friend. When summer comes around, migraines really hit her hard. She cannot be out in intense heat or intense sun for very, very long. And do you know that 36% of migraines are linked to bright sunlight striking the retina of the eye? Yes, 36%. And exposure to temperature fluctuations from going on in and out of air-conditioned buildings sometimes is also a trigger for migraines. The body is not having a chance to do the adaptation with temperature. So, these are some suggestions that are made by Norman E. Rosenthal, a doctor. He's a clinical professor of psychiatry at Georgetown Medical School in Washington, D.C. He said, don your sunglasses, your shades, before you step out of doors. And also, you might want to be sure to carry with you a sweater or a light jacket whenever you're in an air-conditioned setting, so that if you start getting chilly, then you can put something on. And lots of times, that's why we go to the air-conditioned theaters. When it really gets hot, we go to those places that, like the malls, that are going to be air-conditioned for that very reason, because our bodies get so very, very hot. Now, all sorts of summer fun, from bicycle riding to inline skating to barbecuing. Hey, there's a possibility of getting burns and other types of injuries. Perspiration and suntan lotion, along with swimming, can slow your healing down, raising the risk of infections and scars. So this is what you want to do. For a quick fix, you can cover cuts and scrapes with a layer of honey. Why? It's naturally an antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Now, this comes from Teresa Graydon, and she has a PhD. She said she has done a lot of research on this. Honey helps up to 87% of wounds heal completely within 2 weeks. Honey is an amazing, amazing product. Now, if you've got a nasty bug bite, keep the meat tenderizer handy. And this is something that I've heard about for years. It actually will eliminate an itch from a bug bite within 3 minutes by safely breaking down the inflammation-triggering proteins. They've done a lot of studies on this. So take around some meat tenderizer with you, have a little shaker of some kind, and that's for bug bites, and it'll take the itch away. Upset stomach. Boy, I can remember certain experiences during summer months, being in areas that were very hot and very humid, and getting nauseous. Well, stomach bugs can thrive in lakes and oceans and even in pools and water parks, especially when they are overpopulated with kids, with people in general. Why? Because the chlorine that's put in the water can't possibly keep up with all of these various bacteria, oils, the various chemicals we exude as well from our own bodies. So you want to make sure you drink plenty of fluids. And the Centers for Disease Control advise giving pools a visual check before you go into them. The water should look clean and clear, and the water should be constantly lapping over the grill, a sign that it's being properly filtered. So this is something that you do need to pay attention to. And also, if you have kids in public pools, and I know that was something that I was taught when I was young, make sure you have some of those flip-flops. Keep your feet in something so that you're not coming in contact with, you know, the surface that you have all of these other people crossing over. Because if someone has athlete's foot or whatever, you can pick it up. So just remember, you have to wear something on your feet. And they've got all kinds of neat things out there. They're light, that are very comfortable to wear on your feet when you're out in a public place. Hives. My mother used to suffer from this type of a situation. Every time she went out in the sun, she would get these horrible, horrible, huge hives that she'd break out in. Well, if you're not accustomed to do that, that's what can happen. Now, it's called solar urticaria by doctors, and these are bumps that are produced by immune cells that overreact to UV sunlight, releasing a flood of histamine, which irritates the skin, tissues, and it causes the inflammation, the redness, and more. What do you do for a quick fix? One, you don't go out into the scalding sun. You stay in the shade. And if you've been out in the sun and you feel like you are vulnerable to this, then stay in the shade. And then the rash probably will begin to fade within just minutes and disappear in about 2 hours. So those are just a few tips there that I think might help you out. But summertime, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, there are so many people. We love boats up here. And people will get out on the boats and they're out on the water and they come home and they just are a mess because they are burned from the wind, they're burned from the reflection off the water, the heat, everything combined, and they are miserable maybe for a week or 2 weeks from the sunburns that they get. And when you're not exposed to sun on a daily basis, and if you're fair-skinned, holy Moses, will you be paying the piper? So use common sense. Gals, you don't want wrinkles either, so make sure you use good creams on your skin. Don't go out there and bake yourself like a potato. You don't need to. You don't want to end up looking shriveled when you're older. Sun damage, I can't tell you how many women I know that have ended up with wrinkles in their face, lines in their face, and a plastic surgeon couldn't even repair it because they damaged the skin so badly. So be wise, be aware. My goodness, we're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Wherever you go, be safe, be happy, use good sense, and enjoy this magnificent summer that we have in front of us. Talk with you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Greetings, Earth Explorers. Welcome to X-Squared Radio, where the past meets the future. Your host, Brooks Agnew, believes everything we do will eventually affect the universe. He's trying to do that on purpose each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the BBS Radio Network. Come where the results are always positive. Explore the mysteries of the universe and of the Earth. We might go a little past your imagination, but have no fear. You'll be safely traveling with us. Keep your arms inside the vehicle, recline your chair, and look out the window as we launch. X Squared Radio.
Touch.